My first story this week is an interesting one for our local football fans. It's headed "Promotion Brings Tough Decisions for Iron." Even while Braintree Town are celebrating their return to the top tier of non-league football, their board members realise they have tough decisions to make. The biggest they face is the question of how much to invest in next season's campaign and whether to go full-time. "The ideal for me would be to go full-time with Braintree," said manager Angelo Harrop, "but it has to be a board decision. The journey we've been on, having to recruit almost a completely new side, means that it hasn't really sunk in yet. I don't really know where to start planning for next season. I spoke to the Dorking manager, Mark White, and he told me you can't mess about at the level. You have to do things properly. I work in schools and the players all have day jobs, so we have to put a plan into practice. Playing in the National League is Braintree's third promotion to the fifth tier. They were first promoted to what was then the Blue Square Premier under Rod Stringer in 2011, spending 6 years there until being relegated in 2017. That came a season after reaching the playoffs in 2015-16, after finishing third, losing 2-1 on aggregate to Grimsby Town in the semi-finals, under the management team of Danny and Nicky Cowley. After relegation in 2017, Braintree did get back there a year later in 2018 under Brad Quinton, when they won 3 times in the playoffs, all away from home at Hemel Hempstead, Dartford and Hampton and Richmond. But they were woefully underprepared and underfunded to compete back at the higher level and came back down again within a year, having parted company with their manager along the way. Having finished fifth this season, 3 points behind Worthing, who they beat in the final, Harrop's side went up on the back of just 2 defeats in their last 21 matches, including a 7-game winning run and 10 unbeaten away.